Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, said although the COVID-19 numbers locally remain low, all COVID-19 protocols are still in effect. She is encouraging Vincentians to continue to comply with the protocols to ensure their safety.
So the continued message from our end would still be take all the precautionary measures. Hands, face, vaccinate. So frequently wash your hands, sanitize your hands, keep your distance, wear your face mask, and if you are eligible, get vaccinated. We do have vaccines available for those persons who are 12 years and older. We do have booster shots available as well, so you need to be able to capitalize on that opportunity. The Health Services Subcommittee, which is chaired by the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Kiza, Beach, we have been having discussions around what the protocol would look like in light of all of this. Nothing is concrete, nothing is available at this time, so I'm not able to comment on that. But just to say that we are reviewing the data, we're reviewing the existing trends and patterns in St. Vincent, because we've always had a very localized context, and trying to gauge that with what's also happening outside of St. Vincent to ensure that we offer what is our best option for us here in St. Vincent. But in the meantime, all of our other protocols still exist.
Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, the Trinidad and Tobago government has announced that all schools on the island will reopen on April 19th after being closed for nearly 2 years due to the coronavirus pandemic. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Haiti since the outbreak now stands at 30,529. Internationally, British police are fining 20 people over parties held by Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his staff during coronavirus lockdowns, and they say that more people could face penalties. The Metropolitan Police Force said it will not identify the recipients of the fixed penalty notices, although Johnson's office said it would reveal if he gets one. Meanwhile, West Indies women will be without a key part of its bowling attack for their ICC Women's Cricket World Cup semi-final match after veteran spinner Afi Fletcher tested positive for COVID-19. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.